Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventure Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Welcome, everybody. Travel writer Debbie Stone is back on the show today to talk about Hawaii. In fact, we have three podcasts of her talking about Hawaii today. The first thing was we're going to talk about Hawaii and Hollywood at Kualoa Ranch. And her article is up on blendradioandtv.com. You can see the link in the show notes and also the link to her other three, well, two articles on Hawaii. But the fact is, Debbie has pretty much covered all of Hawaii, I think, by now. So welcome back, Fire Monkey, as we call her. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. Glad to be speaking with you about Hawaii, one of my favorite places.
Have you like left out anything in Hawaii yet? Like, honestly, I think we've done a little like Molokai, you've done Oahu, you've done
Maui, and the Big Island. Yep, Island of Hawaii. Yep. Yeah.
So should we just publish a book on this now?
The only island, I haven't been to Lanai.
That's going to take time.
Yeah, you know, I've done the others, which were more important for me to get to. But it's the islands are wonderful, and they're each unique and have their own, identity, so to speak.
So Kualoa Ranch, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, so this is on Honolulu. So that's like, you know, they call
it. It's on Oahu.
Oahu.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But it was near. You were
it's
in
about an
Honolulu,
hour. Yeah.
And then you just hop over. Like
how
do you just
drive.
Hop over? Oh, a drive. Okay.
You drive. Yeah, it's about an hour driving. And what's really wonderful is, you know, when you start getting outside of Honolulu, and Honolulu is a lot of concrete and skyscrapers. You know, of course, there's the, you know, Waikiki mm-hmm. Beach and all that, but it's you know, a lot of concrete. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people like to get out of that area for some point of time during their stay, and they might want to get to some place that's a little bit, more nature-oriented and slower paced, and, you know, that's basically on the other side of the island. And, it's so this ranch, which offers a lot of different tours for visitors, is a really beautiful destination. It's on the windward side of Oahu, and it's basically a private nature reserve, but it's also a working cattle ranch. It's 4,000 acres, been listed on the National Register of Historic Places since the 70s.
Wow.
It's a stunningly picturesque spot, and visitors can explore it in a myriad of ways.
Well, what's interesting about this is the like history of this place to me. And when you look at it, it just seems so lush and so beautiful. And we want to talk about the Hollywood side. I know you did Los Alamos, everyone, which was, you know, famously connected to Oppenheimer, right? Oppenheimer, who just won all those Oscars, not Oppenheimer himself, but that movie did. And you've been to a lot of, you know, movie locations in your travels. You know, we've talked about it over the years on the shows. Movies and then also theater places, right? So going here and seeing this ranch that has like how when it goes way back when, right? This ranch, historically speaking, to now with movies.
It's, I think, you know, the history, you know, goes way back to, it was a sacred area to the ancient Hawaiians back in the 13th to the 18th century. And then an American doctor and a missionary, his name was Dr. Judd, he bought a chunk of the land for only $1,300. And he bought it from King Kamehameha the Third. And My Hawaiian is not very good.
I have a friend knocking on my door telling me that.
Kamehameha. Dr. Judd was the first person to translate medical journals to the Hawaiian language for the king. So he served as one of his advisors, and as thanks or gratitude for his work, the king sold him the land. And then the doctor purchased more acres in the ensuing years. And first they started a sugarcane plantation, and but then that ended and the mill closed. And, you know, then the World War II came. The U.S. Military occupied the land because it was a site for an airfield. And then, you know, post-war it returned to the descendants, the owners of Dr. Judd. So it has been in that family, to the Morgan family, for seven generations. And they try to be real good stewards of that land. They try to enhance it, the natural scenery, the cultural historical significance, but they also develop agriculture, aquaculture, recreational types of enterprises that will fit with that environment.
What's interesting to me is that it's a private nature reserve, right? And a cattle ranch. So there's that nature side, but it's private. But it's kind of something we've been watching with what's happening, and even in South Africa, which you've been to and been on the show talking about, that a lot of there's the national parks, there's the monuments and things like that, wildlife refuges in this country and in other countries too. But we're seeing that a lot of agricultural outlets are going, hey, let's do this so we can balance the two. And so, you know, we look at farming and there's some negatives in farming, as we know, in agriculture, especially mass agriculture, like, you know,
right,
monoculture, like this big, like, hey, we're only growing this in this one zone, which is not supporting biodiversity. From our experience in this country and over in South Africa is that farmers are trying to do this balance of nature and get back the soil so there's biodiversity, because that's better for food. And I know this is a cattle ranch too, so they had to have some kind of balance, but it's private. And we're seeing this growth, and it used to be kind of like looked down on being private. Like, why is it private? Why don't you just donate it? But we're seeing that people are going, you know what? We have this land. Let's do this and take care of it and share it. And we, you know, I'm not knocking either way. This is not a knocking thing. This is a, how interesting is it that people are going and recognizing what they can do with their land in conservation and biodiversity, but also diversity in what can be done, right? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like multi-use. Are you seeing more of that in your travels, especially here in what we're talking about with Kualoa Ranch? It seems that they're seeking balance in all, and that's a good thing.
I think they
thing.
Are, and I think people are trying to do, when they have land, to try to do good things with it, and also to try to share it as well, you know, to find a way, find a balance, like you say, find a balance that's good for the land, but also allows, you know, to people to share it with others, and, you know, make money, because that's, you have to be able to make money
sustainable,
to support the land. Right, exactly. So you find ways to do that. And, you know, this is a cattle ranch. They're going to sell their, you know, they're going to have meat. They're, you know, they sell the vegetables that they grow, all the things that they grow and make on the land, they use, they grow it, and they have a little store, a little shop, a little cafe. They sell their products. And so it kind of comes full circle in my mind. Plus, then you've got, of course, the Hollywood component, which, you know, is a fairly big one that attracts a number of visitors. And while they're attracted to that, you know, and while they are exploring that aspect of it, they're also seeing this incredible, you know, landscape, these jagged mountains, these cliffs, these incredible green verdant valleys, and these jungles, and, you know, this flora that's crazy, you know, monkey pod and mango and breadfruit trees. And so they're seeing all of this, they're learning about all of this, because you go on a guided tour, whether it's, you know, whether you're going to drive your vehicle or you're going to have somebody else drive it, or you're in a small bus type of thing, or you're doing you're doing mountain biking through it, whatever, you've got a guide, you've got narration going on. So you're learning while you're, you know, while you're exploring this incredibly gorgeous landscape.
I love this too, because so you're understanding what can be grown there, what can be raised, because like you're saying, it's the agricultural side is very diverse, from flowers
absolutely
to shrimp, not just beef,
yes,
right? Lamb.
Yeah, aquaculture.
So they're understanding that diversification, which is so important to your topsoil, right? That it's
Absolutely.
diverse. And so you actually, when you went on this one tour with them, they even taught you about, the streams and the water sources and water
Yep.
restoration, right?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, they talk to you about Hawaiian culture and the traditions, and they tell you stories about, legends about, Hawaiians, I didn't know, have up to 10,000 gods and demigods, And so,
Wow.
as I said, you can imagine the tales abound, and our guide
I
was,
thought the Bible was a
happy to
lot to
share.
get through. Are
Yeah.
you?
10,000 gods and demigods. And it's
Dang.
like, so, so the tour that I took, which is this, a UTV, a private UTV, ride along Raptor, whatever they want, the vehicle's called a Raptor, but it's a 3-hour tour, and it goes to all these various places on the ranch, and then you have a guide that is very knowledgeable, who's doing that narration, who's answering the questions, and you get to spend time in places, you get to get out of the vehicle, you get to walk around, you get to do a little hike, you do different things, and so it's a wonderful way to experience the land. And then, of course, you visit some of the sites that were used, to film some very famous movies. I mean, this is the land of Jurassic Park, so to speak. And you'll find Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. All these had scenes that were filmed on the ranch. And then there's many, many different other movies. Everything from Wind Talkers to 50 First Dates and Hawaii 5-0 and Magnum PI and ER and all sorts of TV and movies that have used the ranch to film on. And some of them have left their structures behind, so it kind of adds to that. You can say, oh gosh, look at that. That was from that movie, And so it's really fun. I think it's fun for people of all ages, It's just
Okay.
not only the nature, but also that Hollywood element.
Lost, that TV show, I was into that. Like, I was one of those that got lost in Lost. Like, I did. I got into it. I got, like, because there was this, it's kind of like it beyond Gilligan's Island, right? Like, it was kind of, I think it was kind of a spinoff of that in a weird way, right? But now, Magnum PI, is this the Magnum that I grew up as a kid, or is this like the new wave of it? Like, which
That
Magnum?
I would not be able to tell you, but I think it might
Because,
be
like, I want
the
my
new
Tom Selleck, you know what I'm
I think it's
thinking,
the
and
I think it's
Higgins
the
with the
new one.
dogs.
I think it's the new
Really?
one because they were talking about it, so I think it's the new one that has been filmed
Ah.
there, but I can't be sure. But they've,
But
you know, I
Jurassic
mean,
Park is a big deal.
yes.
That's
Oh
huge.
my gosh, it's huge. People love dinosaurs, and it's
Well,
just
do
like
you think
soaring.
also, I mean, the
Godzilla.
scenery. Oh, Godzilla, are you killing me?
Yes.
Like, it's one of my favorite songs to do, like musically, like to
Yeah.
perform. Godzilla,
Yeah, I
Godzilla,
think
Godzilla.
you can see Godzilla's massive footprints, and
No way.
Kong Skull Island, and I mean Jumanji, and all of these, so
Do you
it's
think
fun.
about it when you're going to places like this? What was going on to be on set? Like,
Oh,
to
yes.
imagine, like, oh, I'm in my trailer. In the, like, who wants to sit in your trailer as a Hollywood star when you've got that? Like, who cares about the trailer?
But you
Like,
think
I
about it
want
because
out.
one of the most famous scenes was the stampede shot from Jurassic Park. And, you're
Right.
in the valley where it happened, and they're telling our guide's telling us, and you could just picture these dinosaurs, you can just picture this valley as being
I want it.
this unforgettable shot, And so, yeah, it's I think that whole element, it attracts people. It might, at first it might be, oh, we have to go where these movies were shot. But then they get there, and then they see more than just that, and they learn more than just that. So they come away with I think, a double dose, which is wonderful,
I think also Hawaii, so many actors, directors, writers actually live in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, or
So
their
to
second
for
homes,
th yeah, so they're able to, like, hey, or it's not far from California, just saying, like, it's not far. We have this tropical paradise as part of our country, and to be
It
able
is.
to use that, and it really boosts the economics. Like, for that ranch, for it being a farm, that having those movies be there and then being able to
Of
do the
course.
tours, that's what makes the farm happen, that gets people the food, right? You
Of
know what I
course.
mean?
Oh yeah, it's a driver. It's a definite economic driver there, you know, and
Yeah,
it's,
farms
you
have to
know,
diversify financially all the time, whether it's Airbnbs or, hey, we're going to give tours now. They need to.
yeah,
And which
absolutely.
is sad, but at the same time, we get to understand and learn more. So I think it's a good thing, all of this. So everyone, Debbie's story, Fire Monkey, her story is up on blendradioandtv.com. Just type in Kualoa, which is Kualoa, Kualoa Ranch. And also, it's linked in the show notes, no matter where you're listening from, YouTube or Facebook or Spotify, Acast, wherever you're listening, look in the show notes and the link is there to our article so you can see her photos and read the story and get more information, as well as the link to the site, which is kualoa.com. So check that out as well. So thank you very much, Debbie. We're going to go further, right? Did I miss anything out? Did I? Because there's so much going on that island, that
Yeah,
whole
there's a
place.
lot. I just encourage people, if you're gonna, you know, get to Oahu and you're in Honolulu, you know, take a drive to the other side of the island and experience something totally different.
I think sometimes we always think that Hawaii is just one big island, and it's not. That's the other
No,
thing. I'm just
no.
saying, no, you have, yeah, it's not. Yeah. So everyone, take a look at the link in the show notes, and also I have the link in the show notes to the other podcast on Debbie's recent experiences talking about food tours and outrigging. Like, that's going to be interesting. We can't wait for that. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Global Adventures Show with travel writer Debbie Stone. Debbie is here every fourth Tuesday. You can keep up with us at bigblendradio.com.